If you're in the UK, you probably know about a BBC Radio 4 programme called Desert Island Discs, in which a celebrity picks eight records, I think it's eight records, that kind of mark turning points in their lives. And whenever I listen to it, I'm quite amazed that people manage to find eight pieces of music that have great kind of impact and relevance. And this week, because I'm picking books that I want to talk about that have inspired me as an artist, I guess I'm in that frame of mind. And it's actually been surprisingly easy. In fact, what's been great about it is I've been reminded of books that I'd completely forgotten I'd read. Today I'm going to talk about one that I read probably about 14, 15 years ago now, and did have quite an impact on me. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs, and I've got my sixth micro podcast for you today. It's the 6th of April, and it's about 10 to 11, and I've already poured my tea out, and I'm going to have a sip of it because my mouth's a bit dry. If you just excuse me one second. I got a Sam tea today. And today's book, then, is a book called Never Too Late by a man called John Holt. And it's not about drawing. It's about learning to play the cello. John Holt is a, or was, he died back in 1985, and he was only 62, I think, when he died. He's an education writer. His two most famous titles are How Children Fail and How Children Learn. And he was a very important in the education movement back, I don't know, probably the 70s and the 80s, I expect. Had quite an impact on schooling, from what I understand. But this book is about his own wish to play a musical instrument and the idea that it wasn't too late. At 35, I think, he began playing the flute, and then at 40, he began playing the cello. And I think actually he only played for a couple of years, put it down again, and then picked it up again at 50, and then became a very accomplished cello player. And it kind of belies the idea that you have to pick up an instrument as a child. And in fact, as the title says, it's never too late. And I was reading the book back at the late 90s, I think, when I was probably 30, and I wasn't very well. And the idea that it wasn't too late to do stuff was kind of very, very important. And not just that it wasn't too late, it was kind of the fact that what he did was just worked daily at developing a new skill. And I suppose it kind of inspired me to start my drawing journey. And yes, here I am. So great book, and I'm glad to be reminded about it. If you've got any books you want to tell me about, please do tell me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter, or come to my website and email me. My website is www.michaelnobbs.com/contact, and there's a box you can write an email in. Just press send. I had a couple of interesting books. I was reminded about one book, Diana Howard from dianahoward.com reminded me of Art and Fear, which I've not read for a very, very long time. It's a book by David Bales and Ted Orland, I think, Orlands. And it's kind of about the creative process and why a lot of art doesn't get made and why people kind of get blocks. So it's a very interesting book to read. And I was also sent a lovely little poem by Susan Hemman on Twitter, and she told me about a poem by John O'Donohue, which is called For the Artist at the Start of the Day, which kind of relates a lot to the stuff I was talking about the other day about rituals, artistic or creative rituals. So thank you to both of them for getting in touch. Okay, I'll be back again tomorrow with a little bit more, and thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye. I've just been listening back to what I recorded, and I realised I said it was the 6th of April. It's not. It's actually the 8th of April today. And today would have been my mother's birthday, so quite an important day for me. And okay, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.